The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
For all the super wine geeks out there, we have a special new series dedicated to you. We are reading excerpts from our new edition of Italian Wine Unplugged 2.0. Wine lovers, tune in for your weekly fix only on Italian Wine Podcast. If you want to own a copy of this new must-read Italian wine textbook, just go to Amazon.com or visit us at MamaJumboShrimp.com.
This is part 64. Piedi Rosso. Description. Found in Campania, with plantings concentrated in the provinces of Naples. Its usual role is to help soften the acidity and tannins of Aglianico. In reference to the Neapolitan dialect, the grape is often locally known as Pere Palumbo, Palombina, Palumina, or even Streppa Rossa. Its name and its synonyms allude to a red foot or pigeon's foot, as references to its red stalk and stem. And a vineyard. Well suited to warm climates and volcanic soils, it has vigorous vine, and its main challenge in the vineyard is to avoid a green characteristic that can emerge in less ripe grapes. The extraction and stabilization of color is a challenge in the cellar. And the glass. Medium ruby, red cherries, red plum, violet, geranium, lavender, and a hint of tart. Vegetal notes appear when less ripe. Wine have medium plus acidity, medium range level of tannins, with its balance leaning towards soft. Specific styles. Usually dry, still wines. Some rosato and passito wines are also made. At the table, good with mushroom tostada, Neapolitan friarielli, pizza fritta, herb sausages, and calzone. Associated regions and DOPs. Campania, Campi Flegrei DOC, Capri DOC, Cilento DOC, Costa d'Amalfi DOC, Falerno del Massico DOC, Irpinia DOC, Ischia DOC, Penisola Sorrentina DOC, Sannio DOC, Vesuvio DOC. Benchmark producers. Cantine Federiciane Monteleone, Contrada Salandra, Fattoria La Rivolta, Mustilli, Villa Matilde Avallone, Marisa Cuomo, Casa d'Ambra, Ettore San Marco. Pignolo. Description. Found mainly in Friuli Venezia Giulia and was almost extinct in the 1950s. Resurrected by Walter Filipputi, who took cuttings from a few remaining old vines located at the historic Abbazia di Rosazzo to revive its cultivations. Its name derives from the Italian word for pine cone, pigna. And a vineyard. Needs heat to ripen its high level of tannins, but is also sensitive to extreme temperatures. Its small, compact bunches are sensitive to oidium, thus sites with plenty of sunshine help reduce diseases while also promoting phenolic ripening. In the cellar, winemakers employ oak, bottle aging, and other strategies for tannin management. And the glass. Deep ruby with hints of purple, notes of blackberry, blueberry, herbs, and minerals. An earthy characteristic develops with bottle age. Fuller bodied with higher acidity and a high level of dense tannins. Specific styles. Usually dry, still wines. At the table, roast lamb, grilled ribeye with grana padano, walnut and truffle pesto, rich potato gratin with pancetta. associated regions and DOPs. Friuli Venezia Giulia, Friuli Colli Orientali DOC, subzone of Pignolo di Rosazzo DOC, Friuli Isonzo, Isonzo del Friuli DOC. Benchmark producers: Castello di Buttrio, Dorigo, Ermacora, Gigante, Moschioni, Petrucco, Rodaro, Torre Rosazza. Prie. Description: native to the Alta Valle of Aosta Valley, its name derives from the French prie, meaning to pray. Also relevant due to its importance during Sunday Mass instead of red wines in order to avoid staining. It could also be referred to as Prie Blanc and Blanc de Valdigne. Has complex genetic relationships that place it in a parent-offspring relationship with other early ripeners. Lulienga, very old table and wine grape, Maiolet, and Primenta. Significant due to its genetic contribution to the diversity of native grapes in Aosta Valley. And the vineyard. Grown in some of the highest vineyards in Europe, 900 to 1200 meters above sea level. Vines are usually ungrafted due to the cold environment and tolerable by phylloxera. Trained on low pergolas, viticulture relies on terraces built into slopes. Very early ripening, resistant to cold and susceptible to rot. In the glass, pale lemon in color, fresh notes of white flowers, green apple, hint of stone fruit, thyme and mint. High acidity, light texture, either oak or still maturation, some lees aging. Still wines are dry, fresh, and crisp. Specific styles: dry still wines, sparkling wines, usually metodo classico, sweet wines. At the table, seafood risotto, buckwheat gnocchi with savoy cabbage, sage, walnuts, and brown butter, cheese fondue, grilled fish. Associated regions and DOPs: Aosta Valley, Valle d'Aosta DOC, Blanc de Morges et de la Salle subzone, mostly planted near the towns of Morges, La Salle, Valpellan, and Allais. Benchmark producers: Cave de Morges et de la Salle, Hermes Pavese, Maison Albert Vevey, Piero Brunet, Vevey Marziano.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.